Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. This program will be the first of a two-part series featuring composers born between 1900 and 1910. The big work on these programs will be the complete choral symphony of Eleanor Remick Warren, The Legend of King Arthur. This beautiful work lasts over an hour, so we'll hear part one on this program and part two next week. For the rest of the time each week, we'll hear from some of Elizabeth Remick Warren's contemporaries, all born in the first decade of the 20th century. This week, there'll be Ruth Crawford Seeger and Miriam Gideon. Born in Greeley, Colorado in 1906, Miriam Gideon moved to Boston as a teenager, did her undergraduate work at Boston University, and then moved to New York. Her compositional style is one of abstract expressionism. It consists of a highly expressive atonality. We'll hear a song she wrote shortly after World War II. Called Mixco, it is a setting of a poem by Miguel Ángel Asturias, a Guatemalan poet, novelist, diplomat, and winner of the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1967. She set the poem both in the original Spanish and in English translation. The translation is hers. The verses alternate from English to Spanish, and I think this device is tremendously effective. Sometimes she expresses different aspects of the poetry in each of the languages, and sometimes the Spanish verse's setting seems more of a continuation or expansion of the setting of the same verse in English. This bilingual format was used by Gideon in this song for the first time and repeated in several of her subsequent works. William Sharp is the baritone with pianist Walter Hilsa.
The Indians descend from Misco with their burdens of deep blue, and the city receives them in its trembling streets with a scattering of lights like stars that vanish with the dawn. Los indios bajan de Misco.